Hechever, Baruch Hashem, even though, like we said, we left Yontiv, and we're looking forward so deeply for Shabbos, to enter into Sefer Bereishis is so exciting for each and every one of us. It's like a whole new world of meeting up again with the Kedoshim, with our Avos, with our Imos. And even before we get there, just Parshas Bereishis and the creation of the world and reconnecting to Tafkid Achayim through that is so special. And I saw a Torah from the Igud Dechala, from the Hilga B'nai Saschar, that Mamish, I can't stop thinking about. I saw this Torah earlier today. And it connects to the longer shir in just focusing on again, the statement that we find by each and every one of the days of creation and all the things, all the entities that were created, that we find time and time again, Vayara Lakim Kitov. And eventually, Kitov Ma'od, that Hashem saw that it was good. Hashem created trees, and He created fish, and created light and dark, and everything, and saw that it was good. And the Halak Bnei Saschar asked, I don't understand. If one of us was creating something, if one of us were working on something, a project, so we finish the project, we say, oh, it's good. And why is that we'd see at the end that it's good? Because we didn't know how it would come out. We're unsure. We're in the midst of creating. Sometimes it's going to work well. Sometimes it's not going to work well. I tell my wife, at this point, I don't like building anything. Because, I don't know, whenever I build something, always like something at the end doesn't go right. It's like I could spend hours in the whole entire bookshelf where things going right. And then at the very end, it's like this one thing that like doesn't fit. And this one piece doesn't go. So I'm not sure when I start building if it's going to end up. Toiv. So, at the end, I could see, oh, it was good. Baruch Hashem, it was matzliach. It was matzliach. You know, what I was working on last night, in the shower, was clogged up. I had to go, I went out to Lowe's, and I had to get Echvesnish, I got a snake. And I didn't know if I'm going to be matzliach, I'm going to have to call in a plumber. It's going to cost me, who knows, a few $100 or whatever they charge, you know? So, Baruch Hashem, I did it, and I was in there, and it was cool. I don't want to talk about it. But, at the end, it worked. And I did it. I pulled out achvestish, enough hair. I thought you could make a sheitel. I don't know. Well, lemaisa, it worked. So the Bnei Sosan Yirgit Dechali, yes, I don't understand. Vayara Lakim Kitov. It's Emes, you should have seen. But Vayara Lakim Kitov, what does it mean? Like Hashem didn't know if it was going to be good. When you say that, it's as if I only saw it was good at the end. I only saw it's good at the end? He knew the whole time exactly whatever he was going to do is going to be whatever he wants. He's the Rabbon Shalom, right? Why does everything Vayar Lakim Kitov? As if there was a chance that it wasn't going to be good. You hear the Shaila? Let's listen to what he says. He says something so deep. He says, you know, man, we're very funny people. We could look at something and we always have our take. And we always have our chachma. And we could decide so many different things in our own subjective reality. And we could say, you know, Hashem created the sun. Well, why didn't he create it, Echvesnish, that it was more, you know, closer to the earth? Or he created the water in such a way, and it's blue, a reflection in the sky. It would have been nicer if it was, you know, it's nice, but what if it could have been multicolored? That would have been exciting. That would have been beautiful. We have all our machshavos about every different thing. We always have our take. The Igud Dechala says, of course Hashem knew the whole time exactly what is going to be created and it's going to come out exactly perfectly however He wanted. Vayar Lakim Kitov is to teach us a lesson. It's to teach us that everything that Hashem created in the end is Kitov, is good, it's perfect. Tov, by the way, is perfect, it's great, it's awesome. There's no word for like great and amazing in Torah. It's Tov. I mean, that's exactly what's going to be and should be, and that is the best. And don't start using your chachma to think it could have been better in this way or that way. Vayara Lakim Kitov, not for the Abishter, he knew the whole time. It's to tell us, to teach every one of us, Dafke ba'ofen deh, tmunazeh, zui tachlos ha'toivah, to know and to teach all people. Don't start to ask your shailas, why was it done in this way and who could have been done that. This is toiv. So we walk away knowing it's toiv. And I want to add, I believe that that's true, not just for that which was created on the Sheshesh Mebrashis, but there's V'koina HaKol, a constantly being recreated. And those are created in each and every one of our lives. And the Kochos that Hashem gave us. Hashem gave each and every one of us different kochos, different abilities. Hashem gave each and every one of us our perfect imperfections. He gave us the areas we need to work on. The areas that we feel that we have chesronos in, that other people don't have. And we could question, I wasn't made in a toiv way. God forbid! Vayar lakim ki tov goes on everything. And man, based on what we said earlier, even though it doesn't say tov, it's tov mode. And we have to believe in that. And we have to know that everything is here is perfect. It's komad rachman al tav of it. Vayar lakim ki tov. Don't question it. Do the best you can with it. Everything and everything that happens to us and everything that changes in our life, it's from the Eibishter. And our job is to not ask why or it should have been differently, but to adapt and make the most of it. And know that Hashem runs the world. Hashem runs the Welt and Hashem knows it's Toiv. Vayar lakim ki tov, everything in this world. In all of our life, you know, ki tov is gematria 47. If you know how you could know that everything's good if you're connected to Torah? Because if you're connected to Torah, you're connected to the Eibishter. The more we're connected to the Eibishter, the more we're connected to Torah, and to the Eibishter through Torah, the more we're going to know that everything's good. So ki tov is 47, which is exactly a gematria behem, the chai behem. If you live with them, you live with Torah, you always know that everything in our life is good. Because we're mekasher, we're connected to Hashem. What's the letter that connects? It's the letter Vav. Right? The letter Vav is the letter that connects. Vav achibor. You want to be mechubor to Hashem and know that everything is good? So Vav has three different milois. Vav Vav. Vav Aleph Vav. Vav Yud Vav. Vav Vav is 12. Vav Aleph Vav is 13. Vav Yud Vav is 22. 22 plus 12 plus 13 is also 47. Ki Tov. Because that's when we're connected to Hashem, we'll know that everything's ki tov. Now you want to be connected to Hashem? V'chai b'hem. Yisrael k'tshabricha v'raisa chari. Yisrael k'tshabricha v'raisa chari. When we're one with Torah, we're one with Hashem. When we're one with Hashem, just like Hashem says ki tov, we'll know it's all ki tov. We'll know that everything in this world is good. We'll do the most we can with it. Ben Hashem v'shbarach, we should all be zoicha every single day of our lives. Everyone should have a halig of beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. Hey, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh